VentureCast.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
To err in sales is human. To not forgive yourself is a crime. I hope this title interests you to hear more. And welcome to Sales is Easy podcast, a place where we try to simplify and demystify the sales process. And we focus a lot on resiliency, mental toughness, grit, fixed and growth mindset, and also what not to do. One thing I hate to say is this. Many salespeople are always learning what to do and they don't spend enough learning Not enough time to learn what not to do. So in today's topic, we talk about, making mistakes. It's human, but not forgive yourself doing that. It's a crime. And this is Ali Meyer, your host. I'm a sales expert with 30 years of sales experience, last 15, conducting also sales training globally. I was lucky to visit all six continents, 42 different countries, trained people from 125 different countries coming to my trainings regionally. And the best stories I heard were stories from people who finally admit their mistakes. And what I mean by that is, we all make mistakes, it's human, but for salespeople, it's hard to admit I made a mistake. Right, maybe you're not like that, but maybe you have a colleague who is always perfect, who never makes doesn't do anything wrong, and then boom, suddenly he or she is surprised that he gets fired. Well, guess what? Managers are not stupid, and I was on management side, managing different teams, and I heard all the excuses. I invented some of them as well throughout my sales career, but the most important thing is, we need to ask for forgiveness, but also we need to forgive ourselves to be able to do our job properly. So let's dive into today's topic. To err in sales is human. To not forgive yourself is a crime. As human beings, we are all flawed by our own very nature. It's hard to admit that, right? We are destined to make some choices along the way that end up being the wrong one. These include big hiccups as well as the minuscule parts of the day-to-day sales career. And some of us tend to dwell on these mistakes after they occur to the point that they actually interfere with our personal progress and, more importantly, with our growth moving forward. Fortunately, another part of our nature is the ability to use mistakes and use those wrong choices to our own benefit when similar situations present themselves in the future. The best thing is actually if you have a customer and they are always saying the same thing and you always hear the same stories from them, and guess what happens afterwards? It's you are not prepared, which is actually normal for many salespeople not to prepare to handle this kind of objections, not to prepare their rebuttals, and they hear it all over again. You would be surprised how many salespeople are not properly trained or not properly prepared to use the experience they gain from mistakes in a similar situation in the future. Mistakes are completely unavoidable occurrence, right? But it's important to remember that it's okay. You have a permission to make mistake. Although it may seem like making it a mission to avoid messing up at all costs is an effective way to maintain your efficiency in sales, and this practice is actually a surefire way to leave you exhausted and drained in the motivation department. Let me repeat that. Some people think that they try to avoid all the mistakes and they are going to make a big mess because it costs them their efficiency and it leaves them exhausted and even drained. So with all of this in mind, the reminder of this podcast will briefly discuss how you can forgive yourself for all the past mistakes in sales and use them for your betterment on the road ahead. If you're ready to dive in, I'm going to just cover three major points. So the first one is, this is hard for many salespeople. Maybe you recognize somebody. First one is this: acknowledge your mistakes, right? I had a guy I worked with. He was always complaining how customers are idiots and they never listen and they never do anything right and they are not prepared and, you know, just customers are this, customers are that. It was never his fault. Even when he lost a big deal, it was not his fault, right? The worst thing one can do after making a mistake is to refuse to accept accountability for it. As a person who was on the management side, other side of the table, I hate people searching for excuse, but we both know what's the reason why we lost the deal. So the most common culprits for this tactic are ego and shame. Garden of Eden story, anyone? Remember that? So human beings have a plethora of self-preservation tactics hardwired into our DNA. And one of these is our pride. And it's normal, right? Especially for salespeople with big egos. But it can be, maybe it can be difficult to own up to your mistake, but you absolutely must do so if you are going to forgive yourself and not be hindered any further. Instead of using all of your energy, forcing it to the back of your mind, telling yourself it wasn't your fault, customers are idiots, customers are stupid, and, you know, not the right time, pandemic, this and that, and hiding your actions from those affected by it, acknowledge the error of your ways. Instead, use this energy to self-evaluate what you should have done in the situation, and more importantly, how you will avoid the same mistake in the future. Point number two, avoid negative self-talk. Easier said than done, right? For the vast majority of people, especially salespeople, the biggest critic does not come in the form of the boss, employer, spouse, customer, family member, prospect, you name it. No. This role is usually played by none other than you. Makes you think, right? When we mess up or don't live up to a predetermined expectation in mind, or we don't reach our quarterly goals, or we want to be a president's club and we are way behind, or this or that, we are often entirely too harsh on ourselves, mentally bringing up the mistake mentally long after anyone else does, mulling it over for months and years. And if you're going to truly forgive yourself and move forward in a positive way, speaking to your inner self in a patient, loving way is a necessity. Yes, I said this. Speak to yourself, sales guys, in a patient and loving way. Hug yourself. Now, I'm joking, right? But the thing is, when you start talking to yourself, ask yourself first, what triggered this? Was it a bad situation with your customer? Was it a bad discussion with your colleagues? Was it something happening at home? And then find out what the triggers are. And next time when it happened, try to anchor them, try to remove them, try to say to yourself, you know, I have other ways, other things to do, and, you know, I'm forgiving myself, I'm moving on. That's it. Learn the lesson and move on. And the third point I would like to make in today's podcast is this: the personal golden rule. Treat others as you would want to be treated. Of course, it's a tried and true method when dealing with other people. You heard this a million times. Treat others, treat your customers as you would want to be treated. But ironically, this practice is usually far, far more difficult to adhere to when it comes to dealing with yourself. When you made a mistake, take a second to think of it in terms of treat yourself as you would want to treat others instead. Assuming you're making an effort to be a decent human being, and chances are you're more than capable of forgiving someone else for a mistake they have made. Imagine what would you tell your customer if you're trying to let them know that you forgive their mistake, or your colleague in the delivery department, right? You probably tell them it's not the end of the world. Or if the customer starts apologizing, like why they chose somebody else, not you. And I had customers like that, right? It's not the end of the world. I'm here, you know, let's continue conversation next time, etc., etc., etc. But the message here is this. Notice how easy it becomes to forgive yourself when you place your own situation in this context. So the personal golden rule is, take a second to think of it in terms of like, how would you treat somebody else and treat yourself the same way? If you forgive somebody for a mistake they have made, would you forgive yourself? Right? So remember also this, life is far too short to let past choices hold you back from the salesperson you want to become. Heck, not just salesperson, the person, human being you want to become. You are going to make mistakes in the sales career. You are going to make mistakes in this life. Forgive yourself. And when you fall forward. Let me summarize, right? One more time, right? To make mistakes, to err in sales is human, but to not forgive yourself, it's a crime. And 3 points I would like to mention here were, acknowledge your mistakes. Yes, accept accountability for it. Avoid negative self-talk. Learn the lesson and learn what you will not do in the future, because the message here is we have to also remind ourselves what not to do with the next customer of ours. And so avoid negative self-talk, right? Don't be too harsh on yourself. Don't bring this mistake mentally long after anybody else does. So move forward in a positive way. Speak to your inner self in a patient way. And the third point is the personal golden rule. Stick with it. Treat yourself how would you treat other people. What would you tell other person? I'll tell the same thing to you. It's not the end of the world. Let's see if I can get back on the horse, if I can reach out to that customer, if you can have another chance, another decent conversation, or just simply apologize for mistake that you or your team or somebody else did. Nothing wrong with that. You know, you don't forget you're dealing with humans, and humans tend to forgive. So there is the opportunity also. Anyway, if you like this podcast, please subscribe it, because we had so many good stuff going on. In previous podcast, I was covering the signs of poor resilience, the yes, I can attitude of resiliency, what are the strategic ways you can benefit from a growth mindset in sales, and how to analyze your mistakes in sales. Check it out, right? And reach out to me on LinkedIn or reach out here, and I'll be more than happy to continue the conversation, to hear what you have to say about making mistakes and how you handle it long term. I would really like to hear your techniques and your strategies when it comes to solving the mistakes that you do and how you move on. And most important thing is, remember, right? We are humans. We have flaws. It's normal. More important is not that you never make mistakes, but what you do when you do when you make mistakes. Same thing with customers. It's not never hearing no from them, but what you do when you hear no from your customers. But that's for another day. Anyway, thank you for listening. This is Alan Meyer for Sales is Easy podcast. Subscribe, and I hope I will hear from you soon. And I just want to say one thing. Happy selling.
Today is working for me. Do you believe that for yourself? Hey, I'm Pastor Julie, and I want to empower you through encouragement, inviting you to my podcast, Big Truth Encouragement, where I unpack living a faith-filled life. I created my podcast for the ladies, but gentlemen, you'll gain something too. So I invite you to listen to Big Truth Encouragement on Electricast and any platform where you listen to your podcast.
Electricast. Welcome to Transforming 45, the podcast that celebrates the incredible power of passionate voices. I'm your host, Lisa Boat. Join me in conversation with heart-led humans who share their deeply personal stories of transformation. Transforming 45 is here to uplift, connect, and remind you that it's never too late to write your next chapter. So get ready to be inspired, empowered, and transformed. Join me in this community where, through powerful storytelling, we heal and reclaim our inherent magic.
Electricast. Electricast.